tended you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. These words have become known by Bible students and scholars throughout the ages as the Great Commission. Three parts: an evangelizing element, making disciples, teaching all nations, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of His death, burial, and resurrection, and the consequent forgiveness of sins that's found in believing in what He has provided. The baptizing element of what we're doing here this morning. And then I was looking for another izing element. We have evangelizing, baptizing, and I tried to come up with something and there was no such thing. So the teaching element, teaching them to observe all things. The living element, a changed lifestyle. That's the Great Commission. Unfortunately, what is known as the Great Commission is also being known by today's church as the Great Omission. Unfortunately, all too few are going forth and sharing forth the message of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. All too few are living the Christian life. Well, it's a pick and choose, a smorgasbord type of, well, I like this, but I don't like that, when Jesus said, teaching them to observe all things. And consequently, if the first element, the evangelizing element is missing, and the last element, the living element, is missing, it stands to reason that the middle element, the baptizing element, will be found wanting also. Is there a real need to do what we're doing here this morning? I suggest that there is. I suggest that there's a real need for three particular people. The first need is the person who is being baptized. Back in the first century and up through the very beginning of the fourth century, to be baptized literally meant that you were putting your life on the line. Christianity initially was comprised basically of converted Jews, and the Jews didn't like it when their own folks were leaving and following after a person that they said was an imposter, a false Messiah. And consequently, those who were following after Christ were persecuted by the Jews. And to go out and to claim Christ as your Savior, you were going to suffer persecution. Later on, as the church became more Gentile-dominated, the persecution came from those who were Gentiles. The Roman government was basically a government that where the Caesar was idolized and put in the place of God. He was to be worshipped, and to say that there was some other king than Caesar was to incur the wrath of the Roman government and its citizens, and consequently people would be persecuted and people would lose their lives for the sake of Christ. Today there is practically no real persecution, at least in settings like this, for those who are being baptized. The only possible thing is someone grabs a hold of the mic and it falls into here, into the baptistry, and you'll be dealing with Pastor Curley. That's about the only loss of life that might happen here. But nonetheless, especially for the young folks, standing up in front of a crowd of people is an intimidating thing. And they better be sure that they really want to go through with it, that they really mean business with the Lord Jesus Christ. Folks back in the first centuries, they had to mean business to put their life on the line. These folks, they're going to, maybe in the circle of friends that they have, you were baptized, well, you better mean business. And they can say, yes, I mean business. It's important to them. It's important, secondly, to us as a congregation. There's a sequence of events: the evangelizing element, the baptizing element, and then the living element. You can't get to step two until you take step one. You can't get to step three until you've taken step two. We can't hold these folks accountable for living up to all the things that Christ teaches until they take that second step. Unfortunately, in the world today, we're asking the world to observe all things, and we're not going out and evangelizing them and consequently not baptizing them, but we're expecting them to live up to step three without steps one and two. These young folks are going to come here in just a few moments, and they're going to share their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're going to say, I've trusted Him as my Savior. And you, in response, can say, okay, that's wonderful, I want to encourage you, and now I am going to hold you accountable to live for Christ. It's important for us. It's important for them that they do those things. And then thirdly, it's important to the world around them. How are people going to come to know Christ as Savior if we don't take His commandments seriously? By the way, this is a commandment. It's not the great suggestion. If you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are commanded to be baptized. If we don't take it seriously, how will the rest of the world